I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The advisory committee that the Juneau Assembly put together to flag systemic racism in its legislation has begun making formal recommendations. The committee hasn't flagged anything actionable yet, but there are early signs that the group may be shaping how city policies get made. So far, the committee has officially finished reviews of 11 pieces of legislation.
Thank you, committee. Great work. And here we are, our first month of working as a systemic racism review committee. And that completes our reviews.
That's committee chair Lisa Worrell at the end of its meeting last week. The six-person panel met for the first time back in April. Over the last 6 months, members went through a sort of crash course on what the city and borough of Juneau does and what typical ordinances and resolutions look like. And it wrote a questionnaire for city staffers to help evaluate them. The questionnaire asks things like, who would the legislation impact? What are some unintended consequences? Are there ways to gauge if there is inequality? Now, the committee is reviewing the Assembly's legislation as it comes up. It's mostly been housekeeping measures that have to do with accounting. One exception, the committee reviewed an ordinance to use $24,000 of grant funding to survey and inventory buildings in a particular downtown neighborhood. Planners from the city's community development department who worked on it took committee members' questions. Here's Grace Lee.
How was it that this area that we're talking about was selected?
There was a long thread that eventually leads up to a Juneau Assembly goal to increase the availability of housing in Juneau. So, Lee said,
one thing that would be helpful in a situation like this is to see maybe the breakdown of the races of the homeowners.
There is census data, but that's for residents. There is no easy way to get race data for the property owners who would most directly benefit. Planner Alex Pierce offered the committee one more unknown.
It's hard to know who the beneficiaries will be in the future and how that might change the racial makeup of the neighborhood. We don't have good answers to that, but it's certainly another consideration and another piece of this to muddle through.
Before, staffers and policymaking officials rarely discussed race and equity. Now, the Systemic Racism Review Committee forces city staffers to think about and discuss race and equity before the Juneau Assembly votes on something. Lisa Worrell said the limited information gives her some concern and anxiousness.
I would like to have a lot more data available, so hopefully that's something we will continue to build on. As we continue to work through, these are areas I can see that may be a challenge, not just for this particular ordinance, but for many.
The committee gave the ordinance a thumbs up. It also sent the Assembly a recommendation to gather more race data about neighborhoods affected by legislation in the future. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.